going on? Welcome back to another ESL podcast, and happy Tuesday! So grateful to be back, as always. Guys, today is Vocabulary Development Day. Oh my god, my audio is very, very high. Sorry about that. Okay, so here we go. We're at a very, very good range. Sorry, you had to probably lower that for whatever reason, but you know what? Today is about expressions and matching them to their definitions, and then reading the text and matching those in the text, and then, of course, we're going to do a reading, a very good extensive reading, true, false, and not given. This is probably going to be IELTS work also, so this will more than likely debut in tomorrow's podcast. And then after that, we will get into the last its and bits in terms of grammars, gerund, developing vocabulary, phrasal verbs. You guys love phrasal verbs. And then I'm going to teach you guys about note taking, but that will be available on my Patreon. All right. Then we have some listening, we have some more grammar, whatever, wherever, whoever, possible presentations, I doubt it, and then we're going to write a proposal, and that's going to top off this season. Oh my god, it's been a long one, I'm so grateful for it, but guys, we're in the last stretch, and then is the advance, okay? This is going to be extremely difficult, so I hope you guys are prepared for it. Lots of difficult things will be coming up, and this is going to cater a lot to the native English speakers, and for everyone who's been following me, I hope you are ready for this. So, with that being said, let's get into this. So, vocabulary, communication, and communication breakdown. Find something puzzling. What does puzzling mean? Confusing. So, again, you could be mid-conversation, and then someone says or makes a remark, and you're like, huh? What did you just say? That's weird, right? So that could ultimately loophole into you getting the wrong end of the stick, meaning you misunderstanding the situation completely. Has that ever happened? You know, I was talking to someone, and, you know, it's this is so funny. And I guess you could say it was a witty remark, and that's the other vocabulary term, making a witty remark, maybe like a funny remark, but it's an expression that Thai people don't understand. So I said, hey, what's going on? How's your morning going? Are you going out with a bang? Meaning, are you going out with, are you doing a lot this morning? Are you making a lot of noise this morning? Are you you know, are you like very excited about today? She looked at bang and said, Oh my god, so you think all Thai women are like that? You know, you think we all have sex and this is... I'm like, wait, what? Bang! I'm not talking about sex, are you crazy? And she completely... She got the wrong end of the stick, man. She got the wrong end of the goddamn tree! And she hurry up. That was it. That was the end of the conversation. I've never had anyone misunderstand something like that of that magnitude ever. But again, I will take responsibility because I said something that probably only 1% of the population would understand. So that's my bad. So anyways, guys, it happens. It happens because she ultimately implied that I was talking about sex. So imply something. That means without any facts or anything, you just assume something. And so, again, it could be a little bit... So it's very important to clear up that communication and to clear it up, whatever it may be, because again, you don't want that continuously happening all the time. You know what I'm saying? So let's go into the next one. Make a gaffe. That means to make a weird remark that could be a little bit embarrassing, right? Make a remark where people look at you like, huh? Have you ever said something and you thought people were going to laugh and they didn't? Yeah, that I remember after the Spartan Beast, the one I did last year in November. I literally took off all Spartan races this year, by the way. But in November, I remember after we finished the Spartan Beast, we went to the condo of the investor of the lab, the gym that I work out at here in Bangkok, Thailand. And we're all sitting down, and this guy, you know, one of the trainers, I love him to death, David, he's from France. And he came over, and he made a really funny remark, and I laughed a little bit, and everyone just ignored him. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. And he walked over to me and he completely changed the subject to get rid of that gaffe. And me, I'm not going to keep looking at him like, dude, you just made a remark. I thought it was a little bit funny. They completely ignored you. And, you know, he walked away from them and he walked over to me and just said something completely unrelatable to what he just said to get rid of that that embarrassment. It was just so funny. Oh, my God. So, yeah, guys, making gaffes. Don't be the person who always makes gaffes. All right. Again, making witty remarks, misinterpreting something or someone, and that could, hey, offend someone unintentionally. So you can say something and someone might take your words completely out of context and say, wait, what did you just say? Just like what the girl said. I said, no, I'm not trying to, what? I didn't say that. You completely misunderstood. I've had this happen on a number, probably only three other occasions, which is good. But again, this is with non-native English speakers, and this happens on, like, you know, these weird applications and stuff. So again, offending someone unintentionally, that means you didn't mean to offend that specific someone, but you did. And so these people could ultimately take things literally rather than figuratively. Right. So if you might say something that's offensive towards a specific age group, color or creed, religion, and then people might take you literally and they might be very, very offended, although you did it unintentionally. Does that make sense? So talking at cross purposes, meaning you guys are talking about two completely different things. And you're going way off topic. Let's just say this topic is here. Someone's talking about this. Someone's talking about that. That's called a cross purpose. All right. And understanding nuances. Right. Understanding people in general. So, oh, my God, I love it. I love these expressions. Again, they're just expressions. You're going to hear them or see them in the reading that I am going to recite out loud tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast, as well as languages that we have probably have never heard of. The true, false, and not given, that's going to be very, very good for IELTS speakers too. And that will be included on the blog. So make sure you tune into that blog. And with that being said, guys, match the definitions on my website and also do the task in terms of putting those specific expressions within the task. So I'll be waiting for your replies. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in to another Arsenio's ESL podcast. Over and out.